This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Hi, radio listeners. This is your host, Howie Baum, doing my weekly reading of interesting articles from the May and June issue of Wired magazine. I'm going to continue with the article about Reddit, has the title, Can the Internet's Greatest Authenticity Machine Survive Wall Street? When thousands of subreddits went dark in protest last summer, it exposed the tension at the core of Reddit on the eve of the company's IPO. Now that synthetic media is flooding the Internet, does the web's most reliably human form represent a goldmine for investors or an old-fashioned dumpster fire? So I'll continue with where I stopped with last week. After reporting Spambot rings to moths for months, they suggested he switch to acting on them. He began moderating huge communities, including r/funny, which at 57 million members is now Reddit's biggest. Volunteer moderators don't just enforce the rules. Apart from 8 site-wide principles set by Reddit, everyone has the right to use Reddit free of harassment. Do not cheat or engage in content manipulation. The mods make the rules in their subreddits. They've turned the platform into one of the world's most inventive laboratories for online content moderation, which approaches as diverse as the troublemakers they counter. For example, on r/2xinda, Reddit's community for Indian women, men are allowed to comment on Wednesdays only, and just in one section of content. The r/trans subreddit, where Videolock is a moderator, lists 14 detailed rules, from the simple (parentheses no hate speech) to the community specific no sharing hate speech posted by others, even in mockery. We spend a lot of time making sure as much of our community can ask a question without fear of rejection, Videolock says. From Reddit's earliest days, there have also been moderators who build tools to make the work easier, like u/creesh, C-R-E-E-S-C-H, who saw early in his tenure as a mod that Reddit's mod tools were woefully underdeveloped. The site, for example, had simple buttons to remove posts or ban users, but it couldn't track rule breakers or efficiently notify people whose posts had been pulled. Creesh launched what he calls Mod Tools Enhanced in early 2013. Then, without help from other coders, he upgraded a new Mod Toolbox, as they called it, swelled in popularity, becoming the premier add-on suite for mods. Most mods channel their zealotry into keeping Reddit friendly. Some do the opposite. In one subreddit that Ellen Pao banned in 2015, r/fatpeoplehate, mods had posted a step-by-step guide on commenting anonymously. One tip was to write comments from burner usernames, because using your main account can leave hams with trail of cookies crumbs that they eat up and find out who you are. Such was the ornery, dedicated landscape of moderators that Huffman inherited upon his return. He assigned a handful of community managers to work on pacifying the company's relationships with mods. He went on a hiring spree, bringing the size of the staff from 80 people to about 350. In doing so, he hired about 20 employees from his former startup. Reddit staff called them the Hipmunk Brothers, to oversee technology, product, marketing, and what he labeled anti-evil operations. or the corporate enforcement of Reddit-wide rules. Almost as soon as Huffman took the reins, a huge moderation challenge tested his playbook. Founded in 2015, r/TheDonald, or T.D., flouted Reddit's policies and norms around hate and accuracy and became a now infamous hub of avid Trump supporters. For months, TD mods used their expertise in Reddit voting system to flood Reddit's homepage with posts favorable to Trump and conservative views of the time, frustrating other users. Mods demanded Huffman take drastic action. Many employees also wanted the subreddit banned. Huffman, though, had warned upon his return that cracking down on one community threatened frank exchange in all of them. He'd say in a later interview that censorship needs to be approached cautiously. A lot of bad ideas are not necessarily bad ideas. Or they might just be undecided ideas, he said. The ability to argue and have differences of opinion and debates, even if it's not perfectly friendly and professional at all times, is really important. Huffman preferred to assert control over TD through a stunt reminiscent of Reddit's early days when he used his super admin access to alter posts that used a gay slur to say fog instead. This time, when TD users invoked his Reddit's username, Spez, S-P-E-Z, in insults, Huffman edited their comments to cut out his username and replace it with the names of TD mods, making it look like they were mocking themselves. The CEO's surprise intervention enraged TD mods and users, not to mention staff, who were left doing damage control over the 2016 Thanksgiving holiday in the United States. Employees called the incident Spezgiving, and not fondly. Soon after, Huffman wrote an apology that started, TL.TR, I effed up. Of course, his self-described prankster side had benefits. He could be warm, approachable, and informal. Employees say he had once let a community manager launch a pie in his face to celebrate the team clearing a support ticket backlog. When there were complaints about colleagues arriving late and leaving early, Huffman sent out an email saying no one should be criticized as long as they completed their work. In some ways, Huffman's return was a reminder of what had enabled the free-spirited vibe that drew users to Reddit in the first place. Heading to the next part, as the weight of reaching. A billion users pressed down on him, many staffers believe. Huffman began to lose some of that free spirit. There's no way to grow by a factor of five, of course, without alienating some loyal diehards. But Reddit kept falling into patterns that aggravated core users without netting many gains, playing catch-up with trends, vacillating over priorities, and struggling over when to follow the guidance of people in the company who knew the mods best. Early on, for instance, Huffman launched a new app for Reddit to draw its users directly, but because some users had become attached to variants, such as RIF, he rejected his lieutenant's advice to cut off the user-made apps, even though they cost the company advertising revenue. He also set out to modernize what he jokingly called Reddit's dystopian Craigslist user interface, and the company's head designer drew inspiration from Twitter for a new homepage look. But when millions of users and mods turned out to prefer dystopia, Huffman ended up committing to maintaining the old interface alongside the new one, stretching thin his engineers. Later, Reddit turned its envious eyes to Twitch. imitating it with the live stream platform r/PAN, or Public Access Network. More than a dozen engineers were originally dedicated to the project. The dream was that users would stream their own videos in major events like tennis championships and Apple product debuts would come to r/PAN. With a core user base accustomed to hiding behind pseudonyms, employees never quite understood how to encourage people to go live. Plus, sources say tools for moderators lagged. Reddit disputes this. Sometimes offensive comments remained temporarily visible even after they'd been removed. Even the most senior technical staff struggled to fix the bugs, which were buried within hundreds of thousands of lines of hastily written code. One of those top programmers says, "The new service did foster a legion of amateur musicians and comedians with decent audiences." But big-name partnerships never materialized. Huffman pulled the plug on r/PAN just over 3 years after it launched. Some Reddit engineers say they celebrated as the long and fast built r/PAN code disappeared. Then, about a year into the pandemic, to get in on the popularity of the live audio app Clubhouse, the company launched Reddit Talk. Dozens of staffers joined the project. You could hear a collective groan, a manager of another team says, of the internal reaction. Reddit's community managers tried to sound the alarm as yet another new feature went live without what they believed were adequate moderation capabilities, one such staffer says. If a host of a talk was allowing people to break the rules, only a mod could stop it. In a memorable incident during a talk session on r/Australia, a user began to rant about killing Indigenous Australians. A mod was there, a person who followed the situation says, and acted swiftly, but if they hadn't been in the room, the hate speech could have continued. Advertisers demanded more oversight for the product. Reddit Talk attracted speakers like director Guillermo de Toro and reached 15 million users, but it was shut down after 2 years. In 2020, Reddit acquired Dubsmash, an early TikTok rival, with an eye toward absorbing its creative tools to encourage users to post more videos. This worked for a while. Reddit saw a nearly 70% increase in hours watched in just under a year. Dubsmash engineers delivered editing tools that felt appropriate for Reddit, including a filter that made users look like Snoo, S-N-O-O. But according to an analysis by Emerge Tools, a service for mobile developers, the size of Reddit's iOS app grew by about a third. Reddit executives believed the download bloat jeopardized user growth in emerging markets where there were high data fees, those familiar with the discussion say. Leadership also worried about videos sucking people away from engaging with comments, even though the new products were having a positive impact on sales. Eventually, the filters and some advanced editing tools that Dubsmash had helped engineer got the boot, and Huffman announced plans to shutter Dubsmash's own app. Reddit also built a program called Collectible Avatars that would let artists sell digital characters and launched it into a market that was already collapsing spectacularly. Employees say Huffman insisted that they never use the term NFT. Reddit put an estimated 20 staffers from the company's secretive research and development division on the Avatars project and promoted it on a massive billboard in New York's Times Square. Sources say it has been lucrative for artists. The company describes sales to date as immaterial. These scattered pursuits, some employees note, siphoned resources away from core teams, like the engineers who made the site reliable. For years, Reddit suffered so many outages that users made a sport of drawing on bananas while the site was down and posting the masterpieces on r/downtimebananas when it returned online. Similarly, Reddit's ad buying system was so onerous that staff handled the grunt work of uploading ads to the site so as to shield advertisers from the system's shortcomings. One ad account manager lost a Thanksgiving weekend and struggling to upload a series of 15-second video ads for a major client because, inexplicably, the tool kept rebooting over and over. Though significantly improved, the ad system today is still riddled with outdated, erroneous, and limited options. Aside from new products, Huffman also grew increasingly focused on another frontier for growth, overseas expansion. Starting in 2021, Reddit brought on local community managers, translators, and salespeople to win over the world. Meta and Google each generate more than half of their revenue outside the United States. Reddit was nowhere close to that, in part because 90% of new content is still in English. But the familiar tendency to take the quick route afflicted Reddit's global push. To gin up activities in France and Germany, Reddit staffers quietly scraped popular English language submissions and translated them. Some users and mods thought a spam bot ring had infected their communities. Reddit declined to comment on the episode. Reddit prioritized growing in India, but struggled to overcome tax and legal issues to hire staff there. That disappointed volunteer mods in the country, who begged the company for reinforcements as Islamophobia, caste system, and other bigotry ran rampant in big local communities. They were concerned about the U.S.-centric staff inability to understand the cultural nuances of content that was being escalated to them, a feeling shared by some mods across Asia and the Pacific. "The poo-poo-us," says one of the Indian mods, u/neoronin. Only recently have the veteran Indian mods felt heard. Today, some top Indian subreddits have exponentially more members than they did 4 years ago, and some have more than 1 million members. But the goal of further expansion in the region falls to a vice president of international growth based in Singapore, who, as of last year, didn't have any staff directly reporting to him. About half of Reddit's overall daily users are from outside the United States, the same as 3 years ago, and just 18% of ad sales are from foreign advertisers. Over the past year, the company has shelved some plans to expand in Latin America and canceled even some of its successful marketing campaigns elsewhere, narrowing priorities to the UK, France, Spain, and a few others. All of these starts and stops, mild successes and costly disappointments, took a toll on the volunteer workforce. By many accounts, Huffman truly does care about moderators. He has said that it's his literal dream to find some genuine way to reward them. He supported a project, which ultimately didn't work out, to let mods sell merchandise in their communities, and extended an unusual offer to let users buy shares in the IPO. According to some sources who work closely with mods, though, Huffman and other execs had simply paid too little attention to moderators' needs recently, and in so doing, inadvertently fanned the embers that would ignite a fire. The company had amassed, says one former employee, an embarrassing number of survey results showing mods repeatedly asking for guardrails to safely launch new products. Feeling ignored, key volunteers started calling it quits. When six developers worked in earnest on Mod Toolbox over the years, only two, U/Creesh, the founder, and a newcomer, Aaron, a college student, were left by 2021. That number went up after colleagues found out how much work the two were tackling. Even so, Creesh was winding down. His interest didn't just suddenly fall off a cliff, Aaron says. The direction of the site has been going on and has had an impact on us. The sheer volume of vitriol and crap kept beating mods down, too. During the pandemic, one mod at U/N8THEGR8, the guy in charge of those 301 million subscribers, grew furious with the R/No New Normal, a prominent anti-vax page. His users would spill what he considered disinformation into other subreddits he worked on, including the cute animal community, R/AWW. Reddit stopped promoting No New Normal to users who weren't a member, but didn't shutter it. Frustrated by the limited action, N8 took a new approach. He banned No New Normal users from most communities he controlled. He and other mods also asked Reddit staff to ban communities that spread disinformation. N8 also created a new page where volunteers could coordinate to expand the cordon against No New Normal, R/ModCord. If Reddit wouldn't ban the users outright, volunteers would do it piecemeal. In a further escalation, N8 rallied his coalition of mod allies to lock the more than 125 subreddits they managed, functionally taking sections of Reddit offline, just as mods had done during the Ellen Payo protests years before. Protesting mods wrote to users that the volume of blatant misinformation is problematic and dangerous. The company maintained that a No New Normal ban would stifle contrasting viewpoints, but it eventually took the page down, following media reports of the protest. Reddit cited the subreddit's continued interference in other communities as the reason. Left in the wake of that event was an infrastructure for mass collective action and a playbook for how to wield it. It wouldn't be long before the mods would use both again. In May of 2022, as the pandemic started to loosen its grip, Reddit spent millions to host more than 1,000 of its employees in New York City for 2 days of hot dogs, pizza, drinking, concerts, and karaoke. They gathered on the rooftop of a building on a pier along the East River and in Queens at a former door factory turned party space. DJs spun from a platform that held a giant neon sign reading Front Stage of the Internet. There were subreddit-themed areas. One, a church set up for R/OneTrueGod, dedicated to Nicolas Cage, was full of pillows featuring the actor's face. The SNOO, S-N-O-O, Summit was the company's first big gathering since COVID. The celebration was, in part, meant to coincide with Reddit's plans to go public. But amidst the war in Ukraine and a tumbling stock market, Reddit decided to hold off on the IPO, which lent the event the qualities of a garish head fake, some staffers say. In the end, the event turned out to be not only a money suck, but also a COVID super spreader. Despite the IPO delays, Huffman repeatedly assured workers that Reddit was in good financial shape, with over $1 billion available in cash, and he led them to believe no jobs would be cut. But in the fall of 2022, events at another tech giant appeared to alter Reddit's personality. Watching Elon Musk take over Twitter, according to some former Reddit employees, appeared to fuel a grim change in Huffman. Some staffers began to call their CEO Stelon Husk. Around the time Musk laid off roughly half of Twitter's employees and demanded that his remaining staffers be extremely hardcore, Huffman began to outline a plan that would cut perks for Reddit employees. Benefits that had once been valued at around $9,000 a year, work from home and a professional development allowances, and a health and wellness fund, known as Up to SNU, would shrink in value and eligibility. On a company's Slack channel, some workers alleged that the cutbacks would disproportionately hit groups such as overseas workers and those with disabilities. Former employees recalled that in a meeting and subsequent memo, Huffman described his detractors' behavior as entitled and ungrateful, and told them to come to him privately with criticism. Many viewed this approach as an affront to the company's value of default open. The company later made adjustments to perks. Around the same time, Huffman embarked on something the company called a talent density review, by which employees understood people were about to lose their jobs. They gaped at the bizarre euphemism, to say nothing of Huffman's reversal after months of assurance, as Reddit set about letting go of what would eventually total 10% of its workforce. Sources say Huffman has since expressed regret over how the job losses were handled. Huffman's next big move would again be Muskian. In February 2023, the Twitter CEO posted a bombshell: "Free API is being abused badly right now," Musk tweeted. "Just $100 a month for API access with ID verification will clean things up greatly." Weeks later, word of an impending change to Reddit's own API fees started to trickle out from Huffman's office. Reddit's community management team warned executives that a change to their API policy might set off another uprising. Leadership sources say took a few steps to prepare when Huffman got on that June conference call with Vidlock and other moderators and tried to sell the fees as a way to defend Reddit's value against the rampant parasitism of AI companies. The mods were aghast. They had no idea how Huffman could justify charging for the data that was needed for the tools they used every day. Toolbox developer Aaron was incensed. "You're going to start making some of us pay for the privilege of untangling this mess into something useful to our users?" Well, folks, that wraps up the reading of this article in Wired Magazine. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it. I will continue reading from it next week. This is your host, Howie Baum, wishing you a great day.